So we have committed to keeping on time, which is what we're really trying to do. And I know that my friend Wendy's looking for the microphone, which is right here. There we go. So we're entering the part of our program over the course of the last 2 days that's really about lifting up the words you've heard from many speakers, Molly from Sixto a minute ago, from Emmy and many of the other people recently about sort of putting action behind our words. And so one of the things that's extraordinary about thinking about the course of the last 2 days is the energy and excitement around different people from different sectors coming together and on the spot thinking through what they might do to not make this a one-day or one-off event, but in fact to give this life and legs. One of the tweets, as we were looking through the stream of Twitter recently, we were tweeted at, and it was had a question that said something like, will or how this continue beyond this administration? And at the end of the day, that answer really is about all of you here in this room and watching across the world or across the country, because the fact is we've gone through presidential transitions over and over and over in this country. And they happen, and they actually still create a foundation for extraordinary opportunity and innovation. And the only way this will continue is because all of you here today and joining us virtually are going to make sure it does live on. With that said, we are very pleased to do two things next, which is one, to call folks to stand up who've actually in the last 24 hours decided that they're going to make more action commitments to move this movement forward. And then secondly, after they announce what they are going to do as a result of coming here to the White House over the course of the last 2 days, we're going to invite any other of you who are so inspired to share an action commitment about what specifically either you will do personally or your organization to take what you've learned and to move it forward in an action-oriented way. With that said, I'm going to re-invite Elijah and Wendy to first take the microphone to Scooter Ward from the District of Columbia's Child Family Services Agency. Yes.
There we go. So, and what I can probably blame on a fit of being delirious last night as I was here at 3 a.m., I pulled Sixto aside and I talked to Darrell earlier, and this morning talked to a couple of other folks and made a commitment that the District of Columbia wants to be a pilot program for Think of Us as well. These folks are in our backyard, further down in Richmond, but in our backyard nonetheless. But we have children here who need exactly what Unify is going to be doing. And we want to partner with them, not only strategically to allow our children to gather the skills that they can need from the application, but also have some of our partners, technology partners that we work with, also work with Think of Us and their partners to develop this into something more robust that can help kids across the country. So I'm very excited to announce that we will be partnering with you guys to do that.
Thank you, Scooter. And now I'd like to invite Priya Mistry from the Silicon Valley Children's Fund.
Okay. Thank you. So. I think our friends from Romania said it best, that this was a great place to start. The White House is a great place to start this hackathon, and the work does not end here. So we invite our friends from Romania and hopefully a lot of others from here to join us in Silicon Valley to continue the work. So in October, we're committing to having this work continue, this innovation continue, and support the second hackathon and continue what we're doing. And for those of you who live in Silicon Valley, you'll know that it's a tech hub. If you get into the heart of Silicon Valley, you can't go a city block without running into either engineers, entrepreneurs, or innovators. So it's time to bring those innovators together and to help us solve the system. And I am here with Jana Rickerson from DFCS, who is one of our partners.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jana Rickerson, the Assistant Director for DFCS. So we are delighted to have the second hackathon take place in our county of Santa Clara County in the San Francisco Bay Area. And we hope that all of our partners here at Silicon Valley, some are here, some are back home, will all come together to help us sort of hack some of the other issues we have specifically in Santa Clara County. And in this situation, we're also going to invite our partners from juvenile justice, from the school district, from physical health, from mental health, as well as child welfare, to come to the table, because we all have kids in common and we all have situations where we need the think tank, the brain of the tech company to come together and help us make our systems better. So thank you on that.
And now I'm going to invite Winnie Wexler from the Pritzker Foster Care Initiative to stand. Yes, and to take a microphone. Yes, Winnie. You okay, Wendy?
Thank you. Hi, thanks everybody. This has been an incredible 2 days. Overwhelming even for someone like me who had very high expectations. They've been surpassed. Anyway, on behalf of all of us associated with what we're doing, we want to thank everyone who took part here today and to say we're excited about the next hackathon in Silicon Valley. We want to support that. Yali Linkroff, who had to leave and take a plane, we talked about it. Walter S. Johnson Foundation also wants to support that next hackathon, as we've both done here for this event. And look forward to potentially hosting something down the road, as appropriate, back in Los Angeles again. So anyway, we're going to keep the conversation going. Thanks.
Thank you, Winnie. And a representative from the Justice League this morning said that they actually want to propose a commitment as well. So if we can have the microphone come down here to the front. Or actually, my apologies, right back there. I'm so sorry, Wendy. I am really making you run around. My apologies.
All right. I'm here on behalf of the Justice League, I guess. And I think we heard a great presentation on what we're really missing as kind of advocates, right? Over the last 24 hours, a little bit of delirium, talking to advocates, technologists, social workers in the space, it really became evident that there is this need for children and youth that are involved in the system to get access to vital information, not only to support their own advocacy, right, but to truly kind of feel their whole self, right, this sense of identity, right? So what does that mean? What is the bill, right, like what does that bill of kind of rights for information sharing mean? Well, that's something that I pledge to you over the next 60 days. We will both conceptualize and socialize what that information is and present it to all of you once we have it. So,
thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now we'd like to invite Chris Glasner from MITRE.
Thank you very much. What we commit to, this has just been a really amazing few days. And the thing that amazes me is all the different types of people coming together, from public, from private, people who hack front ends, people who look at data, people who really understand the nature of the problem. Our commitment is that we want to serve as a catalyst to bring together the public, the innovators, together. One of the things we heard earlier is, how do we do that in this regulatory environment? The government can't easily reach out to those innovators. So we want to help serve as that catalyst as a FFRDC, the Federally Funded Research Development Center, to start bringing people like that together and serve as a facilitator. And so what we're going to be doing over the next few months is work with HHS and start taking that, putting that into action, and help come up with a strategy for how to do this.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Next up, before I open it to the audience, is actually the reflection that many of the administration of on Children, Youth, and Families staff who are both here, who have been with us the whole time, were at the hackathon, and who every single day grapple with these issues, have also huddled and figured out what kinds of commitments we can make leaving on behalf of ACYF. And to share some of those commitments right now is Jenny Wood, our chief deputy of ACYF.
Hello, hello. So we have some exciting commitments. First off, to the Justice League, we commit to issuing policy guidance on all three of your asks. First, Medicaid enrollment, making that automatic. The second, data sharing and ensuring that agencies, not only child welfare, but education and courts, are sharing data and that we as the federal government are encouraging that to happen, and ensuring that we're putting out strong guidance on the right for youth to access their own information. So thank you for those wonderful suggestions. Second, to our Presidential Innovation Fellows, thank you so much for the digital foster. We love it, and we want to actually share the various case management and data collection systems through CWIS on our digital library that you all have created for us and make that available through childwelfare.gov. So thank you so much for that. And then to all of the wonderful mobile apps that were presented, so preventing teen pregnancy, preventing addiction from pregnant and parenting young people and mothers, preventing youth homelessness, and also creating the great pipeline for foster parents, we are committing to trying to find ways to make those sustainable, every single one. So for the various different apps, we're going to look at how do we populate HHS data, not only the data that we have access to through child welfare, runaway and homeless youth programs, teen pregnancy programs, but across HHS for the treatment providers and various other services that we know will be great to fit right into those apps that were created. We want to look at how can we share these on our federal websites. We also want to look at getting local commitments. How can we leverage the power that we have to connect with local communities? So the app that was created to prevent youth homelessness in Los Angeles, how can we work with the city and county of Los Angeles to really get some local commitments? So we are very excited to moving all of those apps forward. And then last, we loved the pop-up team, the data visualization. So we commit to cleaning up our data a bit more, making that more accessible, and creating some cool-looking data visualizations and sharing them with the world. So those are very exciting commitments.
Thank you. And for those of you who know, none of the commitments that have been made are going to be easy. Every single person who stood up is going to have to try to figure it out and have a yes, we can attitude. And with that said, we know that there might be some of you who might want to lift up your own commitments, either personally or on behalf of your organization or some other entity with which you work, perhaps as a volunteer or even in your professional life. But leaving this White House over the last couple of days, what might you do? What might your contribution be to this work? Just raise your hand. So yes, we'll go here to the front, and then I see a hand in the back.
Hi. I'm Kathy Krebs. I'm from the American Bar Association Section of Litigation Children's Rights Litigation Committee. On behalf of my committee, we pledge to publish and promote the work from the Legal Hack on our website, to bring attention to it, but also to issue a call to action to ABA members and to lawyers across the country to work together to break through some of these legal barriers, some of them real, most, as were noted, imaginary, but to break through those barriers so that data can be shared to better improve the lives of foster youth and their families.
So thank you, but before you pass the mic, before you get the mic back, for those of us who may not know what the ABA means, because we have so many wonderful sectors in the room, what does that mean?
Absolutely. We are a membership organization of lawyers across the country. Our membership is 400,000 members, so we have quite a strong reach, and as well as a platform to reach many lawyers who are not even members of the
thank
ABA.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And I saw a hand in the back.
Hi, my name is Sherry Lockman. I'm the founder of Foster America. We are working to bring together leaders and innovators from across the country from a couple of key sectors, such as business and technology, to serve as fellows for a year to 2 years at both government child welfare agencies and nonprofits to help them hack some of the most major challenges in the child welfare systems that require the magic that we saw today, the magic of bringing together the insiders with the outsiders with different perspectives to offer to solve big problems. So really, I wanted to get up to say that we're committed to working with our pilot sites, New York City, Gladys is here today, and with Pittsburgh, Aaron Dalton from Pittsburgh is here today, and with the private sector to bring these fellows into the field to help sustain some of this magic. Have a call to action for folks in the room and for folks listening online. If any of you are interested in working with us as a fellow, or if you work for companies that you think would want to sustain this magic with us, I would love for you to contact me. Our email address is info@foster-america.org. That's info@foster-america.org. Thank you.
Thank you. And I saw a hand. Right, hand right here, then I'll go over here to this side of the room.
Hi, I'm Carrie Miller from Los Angeles County Office of Child Protection, and with me is Diana Iglesias from the Department of Children and Family Services in Los Angeles County. We both participated in the Legal Hackathon, and we're so inspired by the discussion that came out and by the commitments that are being made that we've agreed to partner together and bring our other LA County partners together to figure out how can we make those a reality and share the data in conjunction with what we came up with in LA.
Wonderful, thank you. Thank you. And I saw a hand over here. Actually, a couple over here. Yes. We are making Wendy run today.
I'm gonna go ahead and speak. Hi, my name is John Bradford. I'm the CEO of CoLab, a venture studio based out of Los Angeles. We built the landmark application that you saw, and we just wanted to commit to finish what we're starting. We're totally willing to. we're totally willing to pay for the hosting of that platform for the lifetime of its existence, and are already meeting with the Children's Alliance Group of LA to help figure out and make it even better than, you know, what we can do.
Thank you. Yes. I see three hands over here on this side. We'll start with you, my friend.
Hello, I'm Sandra Gasca Gonzalez, and I'm the director for the Jim Casey Youth Opportunities Initiative. And for those of you who don't know what we do, we focus on improving the lives of young people ages 14 to 25 who are transitioning from foster care without parents, and basically we have failed them as a system. And we are in 18 states, all the way from Hawaii to as far east as Maine. And I take my direction from the young people, the thousands of young people that are in our sights. And what I commit to doing is taking back all of this information to those young people who direct me, help me prioritize where we need to go, and then put the resources behind it to make it happen. And Octavia, who is one of my partners here, she's a young fellow, she also had a suggestion and an action commitment for me, so I'm gonna let her share it.
Thank you. I had the opportunity to moderate the innovating and nonprofit session, and it was really exciting and great. Shout out to all the panelists. And during that time, I heard some concerns about taking a step from, as Sisto says, the engagement strategy to intervention as it relates to engaging youth and in the spirit of authentic youth engagement as trained by Jim Casey Youth Opportunity Initiative. I'm making sure that she'll be responsible for like providing youth engagement training for anyone who's interested as it relates to actually engaging youth.
Thank you very much. All right. I saw two more hands over here. Great. One there and then over here to Marquise. Okay.
Hi. I'm Ariel Jalali with Sensei in Los Angeles. First off, wanted to just congratulate everyone here from a technology standpoint. Amazing stuff that we've seen. Specifically, the area of data and also the chatbots, virtual assistants. These are the new apps that we're going to be contending with. And my commitment is to help use the Sensei platform, which connects helpful strangers that don't know each other, i.e. everyone in this room to everyone outside that might need help, to extend the capabilities of virtual assistant bots when they fail to find an answer, to find an awesome human that can help you. So we'll open that platform up and make that available.
Thank you so much.
So my name is Marquise Cabrera, and I'm the founder of Foster Skills. And I have four commitments. So one, what we do is we take ideas and we rapid prototype them. And so over the course of the past year, we've actually rapid prototyped seven products. So I'm committing to doubling that to 14 over the course of the next year. So if anybody has any idea on how to develop a product or want advice on developing it, I'm willing to commit 250 hours of pro bono hours from our organization to help anybody who's interested. The second commitment I have, that was the second commitment. The third commitment I have is to ensure that I bring Rate My Foster Home to market. Even if we change the name, I know a bunch of folks in the room have talked to me about it, and I'm really, really excited about bringing that to market and talking to folks and getting it integrated with a bunch of systems. And then on a personal level, I'm willing to commit $10,000 to whatever hackathon is next, or to whatever event is happening to keep this conversation alive. So thank you to all, and I hope you guys have a good day.
Wonderful, thank you. I see a hand behind Marcus. The stakes are being raised, people.
So just to remind everybody that New York City is in the house.
There you go.
So New York City, because I see this California, you know. So New York City is committed to hosting a hackathon. We'd love to do
all
that.
All right.
And we are committed to serving as a test site for any app that you develop.
Great. So on the spot, we will commit, Commissioner Gladion, to be there at your hackathon.
Great.
Absolutely. Any other pop-ups? Pop-ups are magical sometimes. Yes, sir, in the back.
So I'm Brian Blaylock. I'm the director of the youth law programs at Bay Area Legal Aid in Oakland and California. But but I am from New York, so I'll try to represent both. But we are just really blown away. We participated in the legal hackathon. Used to being, as a lawyer, when I walk in the room, people don't want to stay in the room, much less hear about the problems we're talking about and the problems that we see on behalf of our clients. So it was really a fantastic experience. And so we've been working with Google and Baker McKenzie on tech and law solutions to youth homelessness, specifically. And so we've talked about it, and Juliet Benton here, who's at Google, and we're willing to commit to bringing the kind of the energy and the strategy of this hackathon and having a mini hackathon there to hack around that very particular issue, hosted by Google, and bringing in legal aid attorneys as well as foster youth, as well as homeless youth, with tech and with developers and with Googlers in order to kind of attack that problem. And I really, really thank you guys for this opportunity to participate in this experience. It was really eye-opening for me, the potential of this strategy and this approach.
Thank you. Thank you. I see, where's the microphone? Okay, a hand up here in the front, and then we have someone in the back, and over here on this side as well. All right.
Hi, everyone. My name's Mary Fuller. I'm one of the co-founders at Hack the Hood in Oakland, California. Thank you. And together with a lot of our collaborators in Santa Clara County and elsewhere, we're committing to keep up Hack Foster Care. So you can go at hackfostercare.org right now and sign up and keep the conversation going. We are accepting donations and we're accepting applications for the One Laptop program there as we speak. So please, 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 let's make this a movement and let's get signed up and let's keep the conversation going. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I saw in the back and then over here to my right.
Hi, my name is Kurt Heiss. I'm working with the Administration for Children, Youth, and Families. Sixto, I blame you entirely for what I'm about to say, but I want to make this commitment publicly to hold myself accountable. Every weekend, I take my six-year-old out in search of volunteer opportunities because I think engaging in your community and building up your community, being a part of community, is an incredible way to raise a child. And so that's very important to me. But it is so hard to find volunteer opportunities for youth. It seems there's an opportunity that says, please come help set up this meeting we're having. And I show up like, oh, you're not allowed to have six-year-olds here. He's too young. It's like, no, he is not. So I want to make a commitment to build, whether it's a hackathon that I run from my living room or whether it's something that I engage anyone in here to help me build, but I'm going to need some tech help, an online website to allow volunteer match opportunities for foster youth. So if a foster youth needs a ride to a soccer game, we'll help them out. If they need somebody to review their resume, we'll help them out. Anything they need, or their foster family needs, or their adoptive family needs, or their caseworker needs, whether it's help setting up a meeting that they're going to get together to meet their family again, we'll help them out. So making those connections and giving that space to allow foster youth in any community to find those volunteer opportunities, something I want to do.
Okay, thank you. I saw a hand over here. And I think that's the last. Is there? Yes. Thank you. You can respond to that shout out, sure. How about this? How about this? Let's do this. While Wendy goes, why don't my friend in the back here go, and then we'll go to Sixto. So let's go back over here.
My name's Koosh Cooper, and my company serves the, not all at one time, but the almost 900 private foster care providers in the state of California. And they're not, we don't hear about them often. We haven't heard about the residential treatment programs and the foster family agencies. And my commitment is to help them use tech to deploy innovations effectively and quickly. So we're not taking things to scale in 7 to 10 years, that we're taking them to scale in 12 months.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello. Darrell Booker with Think of Us, and we got a lot of support, especially putting Sixto's idea together, and especially Kurt and everything that you did for us. So we at Think of Us, we want to commit to building that platform for their volunteers for foster youth. So that's our commitment.
Thank you. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Yes, right over here. Yes.
Hi. My name is Dom. Where is the Ask Amy team? Are they? Hey. I work for Twilio, which is the messaging app that you all used. Twilio is committed to 1 billion messages for good, so if you want to put that into production, I will work with you to make it happen.
Awesome. Thank you. So I'm going to actually now, they say that Newton's other fourth law is to not ask questions you don't know the answers to. But, you know, we're trying to model risk too, and we really did not know all of the pieces that were going to pop up. So we are truly excited about the response and the energy that we have. And to transition us to make sure you get out of here for your Memorial Day weekend, we want to do a couple of things. But before I know that my friend Commissioner Gladys Carrion leaves, I wanted to lift up something that resonated with me. She was making a comment this morning in the context of a conversation on big data. And, you know, as usual, things were happening, schedules were running late, sort of, you know, it was sort of a rocky start. And all of a sudden, the conversation got real and got open and lively. And part of that was because of the way in which my colleague, Commissioner Carrion, framed up the issues which we often dance around in child welfare, which is that, in fact, this system has, from its very origins, been constructed oftentimes to look for and to extract from families the marginalized and the poor and the oppressed. From its founding, ultimately, in the East Coast, to the Indian Adoption Project and the way in which we actually forcibly removed young people from Native American families. This is the system that we are trying to change. Not because we want to assign blame for an individual or a group of people who made that decision. That is the past. But the future is very much about the way in which you can stand squarely in the work, rolling up your sleeves, not at the edges just critiquing, but to constructively criticize, to say, what more can we do, Commissioner Carrion, in New York City, one of the largest systems in the country, or to our friends from LA County on East Coast, West Coast here, the largest system in the country, and everywhere else in between, Hawaii, Utah, Georgia, you know exactly how difficult this work is. And at the end of the day, we have to both name those challenges, however painful or difficult they are, and also recognize that in spite of how difficult that system is, look at the glorious and sacred lives that ultimately thrived in those systems. We heard those voices that opened up this afternoon, whether it was Emmy or David or any number of people. Ultimately, that is what matters most, is that we keep squarely focused, understanding the difficulties that we have all inherited. We are not going to be able to do this alone. No one sector, no one organization, no one department, no one team of people can do this alone. It is not their problem, it is our problem, and together we're going to solve it. With that said, there is an army of people who helped orchestrate this entire event. I'm not going to list their names because there simply are just too many. But I will sort of name sort of the big organizations that helped make this event possible from at least the federal government's perspective and then shift to others. So obviously the White House Domestic Policy Council, the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, GSA's, the General Services Administration, and the Presidential Innovation Fellows, the Department of Health and Human Services, and the Administration for Children, Youth, and Families from the government perspective. And I want to say here that back to the tweet around what's going to happen when the administration changes, which is that political appointees like myself serve at the pleasure of a president, and we come and go. But there are thousands and thousands and thousands of career staff, who spend their lives working on this work. And so all of you, if you haven't had the opportunity, but I think you have, to engage directly with our career staff, make sure you do. Because in spite of what I've often been told, that career staff think that they are powerless, they are not. Because the ability for these issues to move forward, to better serve children, youth, and families, across political parties and across administration, squarely rests in the hands, the hearts, and the minds of our federal civil servants. And so to them, I want to make sure we say thank you, because we don't often thank them from the political podium. I want to make sure we do that. Then I want to move to all of the organizations who represented the people joining us virtually and in the room, the philanthropists, the nonprofit organizations, the techies, the engineers, the coders, the parents, the young people who are alumni in care or not in care, or the young people who remain in the system, all of the different, the lawyers, all the different people who ultimately stood up and said, we can do things differently. Yes, we can make a difference in the lives of children in foster care. And ultimately, we have to believe that the constellation of people from across our country or from across the world, when they get together and put their minds and their hearts together, they actually can bring about that change. And ultimately, the most profound thanks goes to every single one of you who flew from so many parts of the world to join us, who took trains and cabs and walked and busted and flew here to join us. It is you that are the heart of the American spirit. And it is you who ultimately serve this country in the most profound and beautiful way. So on behalf of the Obama administration, thank you so much for 2 days. Thank you so much for your energy and creativity. We are deeply, deeply grateful for all you have done. Please enjoy your Memorial Day weekend and safe travels to all.